السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين، فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له، وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصوم جنة من النار. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. All praise is due to Allah, Rabbul Izzat, our creator, sustainer, provider, nourisher, master of the worlds. Durood and salam upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is Allah's grace. Allah Pak has given us so many beautiful days of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala increase our taqwa. Allah grant us the barakat of this month. Allah forgive the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and emancipate us all from the fire of Jahannam. Continuing on the theme of Ramadan, in these particular ayats, verses from 183 downwards, on the whole ruku of Ramadan, siyam, fasting, and masail and rules. Briefly, the literal translation we discussed was, fasting is prescribed for you, just as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you obtain taqwa. And we said to get this taqwa, the zaman Allah has given Ramadan, the makan, the masajid, and then you have the entire day to spend in ibadat, the night in taraweeh and tahajjud, this increases the taqwa. Continuing, the next ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ayyaman ma'dudat. Now it is very important to understand these are fixed and prescribed days. We don't only cite the moon and the hilal and the month of Ramadan and Eid. Every month, alhamdulillah, we have the Hilal Committee around the world. They cite the Hilal, then we observe 29 or 30 days of every month. We don't have 31, neither do we have 28. Understand this. So it is the grace and mercy of Allah that the days are fixed, the nights are fixed, and in Islam it's different. The night commences first. We had the Hilal cited, then we commence. If we Hilal is cited, then we break the fast, we have Eid. So likewise, understand this. Then in Islam, the night comes first, precedes the day. And the nights are very, very important. Ayyaman ma'dudat, fixed days, 29 or 30, are fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This year we may have 29 if the moon is cited, because it will be a 28-hour moon. So inshallah, this is the will of Allah. If we have 30, it's bonus from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must understand this. And these days and nights are very important also. One calculates iddah for a lady when her husband passes away. Also from the day of death, you must calculate. These dates are very important because you say we record Islamic dates as well. Like the date you were born. You don't know your Islamic date, but find out. The day a person passes away, it is important to write. When we have a diary, we're recording which date is what. Record the Islamic dates as well. It is important you must know which day of the month it is, which month, Islamic month it is, which year of Hijri it is. So these are records. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, in his time, whenever he used to write letters, he started including the year of the Hijri, because what happened was there was no calendar. And he said we must be different from the non-Muslims. So that is how the Hijri calendar started after the Hijrah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And to record Islamic dates is very, very important. Ayyaman ma'adudat, faman kana minkum maribon. Allah Pak has said, given us concession. Allah knew we are weak. Sahaba had so much of mudahada. But there were people who went through certain difficulties and circumstances, made it easy for us, the latter part of the ummah. Ayyaman ma'adudat, faman kana minkum maribon. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this. Marid are those who are genuinely sick. Not only sick in Ramadan, they got one headache, one stomach ache, or whatever pain. And they said, no, I can't fast. Genuinely confirmed by a Muslim doctor, there are rules with it, masail with it. and you know you have certain difficulties and pains while you are observing the 12 hours, 13 hours, 19 hours fast. Some people are observing. Allah make it easy for everyone. But the condition must be that you are must be terminally ill. Then you are considered as marid. So understand this. If you have a minor illness, you can treat and adjust your medication. Ask the doctors. Don't just do things on your own. Ask the medical professionals. Then you see they will guide you. Adjust your medication like how we are adjusting our meals, sehri and then iftari. Delayed lunch, for example. 12 hours is nothing. But consider yourself that you are fortunate Allah has given Ramadan to observe this fast. Aw ala safarin. Not suffering is suffering a difficulty. Safarin here means traveling. Genuine shar'i travel. In those days it was so difficult to travel. And the scorching heat of Arabia, Sahaba traversed on camel and horseback and caravans and different forms of travel. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it possible now. Few hours you're here in Durban, then you're reaching in Makkah and Medina and other parts of the world. So it is not difficult. But yet with all that, the concession is given, you are excused. Because you get tired in the journey. You will be sleeping at different times. There'll be time zone change. Then your eating habits will change. Salah times will change. Everything. So the concession is given. But in our days, it is common now. The ulama say it is easy. You make sehri here in Durban. You can make iftari perhaps somewhere in the halfway between Makkah and Medina. In Isha time, you'll be in Makkah. So easy Allah has made the traveling now. But if you are genuinely traveling under difficult situations, then you are excused and you will have to cover up after the month of Ramadan. But you will miss out the barakat. The ulama write always that if you can endure that pain and hardship during your sickness and during your travel, many, many people travel. Alhamdulillah, they have kept fast in the month of Ramadan while traveling also. Some of them, one ustad of ours, we were traveling for Umrah. It was a night flight. He actually ensured that we read Taraweeh on the flight. Although Taraweeh is sunnat-e-mu'akkada. But he said, we don't want to break the ma'mool. We want to get the barakat. And at 35,000 feet above sea level, we want to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even in that situation, he said, we read our Taraweeh too. So this is important to understand masail within its context. Find out from the ulama. أو على سفرين فعدة من أيام أخر. If you miss out 3-4 days while you're traveling, then you cover up after the month of Ramadan. Understand this. The masail of the ladies will be in the following verses. وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين. If those who are terminally ill, very very sick, they cannot fast at all even after Ramadan, then they will feed the poor and the needy. Find out how much is for fidya. About 25 rand minimum. Whatever you can give, say 50 rand per fast or something, you take out for the entire month and you give it to somebody poor and needy, give it in Ramadan, after Ramadan. So those who are excused, totally excused, they are under such circumstances for the sickness, they will have to pay this fidya. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ فَمَنْ تَطَوَّأَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ. And whoever upholds this, that means with all these difficulties, pays the keeps the fast while he's traveling or sick, and he even pays the fidya if he has to, or don't pay the fidya, but observe the rules. فَهُوَ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ. This is better for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am looking for such bandas who are striving in this month. The two hadiths which I quoted, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, man sama Ramadan, imana wa ihtisaba. Brothers, every day our iman should be rejuvenated. Every amal we do, ensure that our iman is increasing. My Allah is pleased with this amal or not. This is Allah consciousness. Number two is, by now we already almost 1 week. So many days already in the month of Ramadan. Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. So now our iman should have increased through the Taraweeh, through Tilawat-e Quran, through Tahajjud, through Sehri. Various amal we are doing. Allah increase and give us tawfiq and ability and keep the iman strong inshallah. And our taqwa level should have increased. So this is very, very important to understand. Imanu wa ihtisaba. Ihtisabiya refers to hoping of the rewards of every amal we are doing. Reward of Sehri is totally different. The reward of Tahajjud is different. And we have mentioned it previously. One nafil ibadat, you get the sawab of one farz ibadat. One farz ibadat, you get 70 faraiz. Subhanallah. غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah will forgive his minor sins. For major sins, everyone have to make tawbah. The second short hadith, as-sawm junnatun. This sawm, this fasting is like a protective shield over a person. Minan nar, from the fire of Jahannam. We must ensure that we don't break our fast in such a way that we are thrown into Jahannam. Allah protect and Allah forbid us. Although Jahannam is closed, Jannat is open. We must do Jannati amal. That from head to toe we are fasting, we are conscious. If somebody comes and argues with you or swears you, you must excuse yourself, rather keep quiet. The least you can say is, brother, I am fasting, Jazakallah, please excuse. Don't get involved in arguments. Don't gossip about anybody. Don't backbite about anybody. Don't speak ill about anybody. Occupy that time rather in the remembrance of Allah, reciting Durood Sharif, reading istighfar, making dua. You don't know which moment of the fasting duas are answered. Although they say at sehri time, at tahajjud time, various different times duas are answered, iftari time. But any time a fasting person's dua during the day or night is answered. So much so it is mentioned, Allah Ta'ala tells those who are holding the arsh to say ameen to a fasting person's dua at iftari. Any time Allah orders the fish in the sea to make dua maghfirat for a fasting person. The animals in the jungle know how conscious more we should be, we are fasting. Non-Muslims know we are fasting. The whole world know we are fasting. Other creations know we are fasting. Allah has made it so conducive for us. But we have to be extra conscious that we are fasting and we are now in the court of Allah. Allah is watching us. We are being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some example given quickly is like a camera all the time following you. How conscious you're going to be? And they're going to report to your parents. But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, is watching. Angels are recording. Nobody is watching us from the worldly perspective. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got angels, malaika are watching, jinnat watching. Allah is watching. Where is the haya? Where is the modesty? So Allah increase our haya and modesty. Allah increase our taqwa. Allah give us rahmat and barakat and maghfirat. And we make dua on behalf of the entire ummah. We have an opportunity, so many favors, so many bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua on behalf of the entire ummah. That, oh Allah, make it easy for the ummah, suffering pain and sorrows. And most of all, it's not unity of the bodies like we meet as musallis, but unity of the heart. Our heart should be clean. Even when as musallis, we said, greet each other, meet each other for the sake of Allah. And we make dua for that musalli who hasn't come to the masjid. Allah give them tawfiq, inshallah. Just to inform, there'll be an announcement that inshallah we're having the Mahram Mastura Jamaat here from today, inshallah. The men's Jamaat from Pakistan will be in our masjid for 2 days. There'll be the ladies' program at Linham Place, inshallah. Send our sisters there, our mothers there, benefit from the program. They'll be having programs in the masjid as well. Also, brothers, our tilawati Quran, just to end off, alhamdulillah, everyone is reciting Quran. But encouragement at home to read Quran, in the business to read Quran. And we make dua that Allah creates this environment of Quran. So nice to see, we're walking in the masjid, people are reading Quran. So nice to see different places, people are reading Quran. Create this mahol. The training is done in Ramadan. After Ramadan also we continue. Don't put the Quran on the shelves, but it is for ourselves. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah. Subhanakallahumma. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.